Hello and good morning.
Good morning. This is What Chases What When.
Is this mic on?
It should be.
Okay. Oh yeah, there it is. Sorry about that. You're listening to What Chases What When. I'm Tobias.
I'm Jackson, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
We've got an entire hour of Thelonious Monk ready to go.
Or Thelonious Monk adjacent.
Fair, yeah.
I hope you all enjoy.
How to do it, yeah. Have a good morning.
Feel free to call in if you want to talk about Monk.
Please do.
Thank you. You just heard Round Midnight by Miles Davis off the album Roundabout Midnight. Before that was Nutty by Thelonious Monk off the album Thelonious Monk and Sonny Rollins. And first we played Ruby My Dear, also by Monk. Next up we have Let's Cool One by Thelonious Monk off the album Mysterioso. I hope you all enjoy.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You just heard, again, Let's Cool One from Thelonious Monk's album Mysterioso. And then that was Straight No Chaser from the album Straight No Chaser by Thelonious Monk. All right, now a quick PSA. Numbers to think about, world wealth distribution. The world's 8 richest billionaires control as much wealth as half the world's population combined. According to an Oxfam International report presented at the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos, these 8 men owned the same as the 3.6 billion people who make up the poorest half of humanity. In 2010, by comparison, it took the combined assets of the 43 richest people to equal those of the poorest 50%. Since 2009, the wealth of the super-rich has increased by an average of 11% annually, while income for many workers has remained essentially unchanged. Numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, we've got some more Thelonious Monk for you. Next up, we're going to play Monk's Dream. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Hello. You just heard Mysterioso by Thelonious Monk. And before that was Monk's Dream, also by
Thelonious Monk.
Yeah.
You're listening to WMFO Medford Freeform Radio 91.5. We're going to play one more version of Round Midnight just because it's such an iconic tune. And I believe the most recorded jazz tune ever. And we're going to play the original Monk tune just to close things out. We hope you have a wonderful morning, and we'll see you next week.